Submodule 1.4 Ethics and Confidentiality in Grief Coaching. Ethics and confidentiality are fundamental pillars of the practice of grief coaching. As a grief coach, it is essential to uphold a strict code of ethics to ensure clients' emotional safety and maintain the profession's integrity. Ethical principles guide the grief coach in their interaction with clients, handling of confidential information, and navigation through sensitive situations. Confidentiality is one of the most important ethical principles in grief coaching. Clients often share very personal and sensitive information about their experience of grief, their emotions, and their private life. The grief coach has the responsibility to protect this information and not disclose it without the client's explicit consent. For example, if a client reveals intimate details about their relationship with the deceased, the grief coach must take care not to share this information with third parties, unless required by law or if the client gives their approval. Informed consent is another crucial ethical principle. This involves clearly informing the client about the nature of the coaching relationship, the boundaries of confidentiality, the methods used, and the goals pursued. The grief coach must ensure that the client understands and accepts the terms of the coaching before the work begins. For instance, the grief coach could provide the client with a written contract detailing the terms of the coaching and exceptions to confidentiality, such as the obligation to report imminent danger to the client or others. Respecting boundaries and managing dual relationships are also significant ethical issues. The grief coach must ensure that they maintain a professional relationship with the client and do not engage in inappropriate roles or interactions. For example, if a client asks the grief coach to become their friend or to participate in social activities outside of the sessions, the grief coach must kindly remind them of the boundaries of the coaching relationship and direct the client towards other resources, if necessary. Competence and ongoing training are also ethical obligations for the grief coach. This involves only offering services for which one is qualified and staying informed about the latest advancements in the field of grief and coaching. For instance, if a client displays symptoms of complicated grief or post-traumatic stress disorder, the grief coach must be able to recognize these signs and refer the client to competent mental health professionals. Lastly, ethics in grief coaching also involves respecting the client's diversity and autonomy. The grief coach must be aware of their own biases and values and be mindful not to impose them on clients. They must respect the client's beliefs, culture, and choices, while encouraging them to find their own path through the grief process. For example, if a client wishes to honor the memory of the deceased in a way that differs from family traditions, the grief coach can help them explore this option while respecting their autonomy. By adhering to these ethical principles, the grief coach creates a safe and respectful space for grieving clients. Confidentiality, informed consent, boundary respect, competence and diversity respect are all pillars that enable the grief coach to provide quality support, focused on the needs and values of each client. By embodying these principles in their daily practice, the grief coach honors the trust that clients place in them and contributes to the profession's integrity. Key takeaways: ethics and confidentiality are fundamental pillars of the practice of grief coaching, ensuring clients' emotional safety and the profession's integrity. Respecting confidentiality involves protecting personal and sensitive information shared by clients, with legal exceptions or explicit consent. Informed consent involves clearly informing the client about the nature, limits, and methods of the coaching before beginning the work. The grief coach must maintain a professional relationship with the client and not engage in inappropriate roles, kindly reminding them of the boundaries when necessary. Competence and ongoing training are ethical obligations to provide suitable services and guide to other professionals as needed. Respecting clients' diversity and autonomy involves being aware of one's biases, respecting their beliefs and choices, and encouraging them to find their path. By embodying these ethical principles, the grief coach creates a safe and respectful space, honors clients' trust, and contributes to the profession's integrity.